Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, my wonderful friends, and welcome to a new episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that is supposed to give you the guidance that you need to transform things in your life. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm so happy to be with you tonight and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. right here on Om Time Radio. I love this station, and the people here are amazing. So it's such a pleasure to work in this environment with great energy and people you can communicate in a wonderful way. So I decided to talk about something that I think is so important to all of us, to talk about happiness. Because being joyful, being happy is actually your birthright. We all deserve to feel fulfilled on all levels of being. But in life, we have so many obstacles that can stand in the path of contentment, from health issues, from loss, from financial burden, from a legal battle that can make seemingly impossible to be happy. And things come suddenly, unexpectedly. Look in the news, the Kobe Bryant story. It just broke everybody's heart to see that a father and a daughter can die like this. And all we think of those that are left behind, talking about a loss, talking about something that disturbs your life forever, because it's so almost impossible to recover from such an experience in life. Something that is so unexpected, something that's so sudden, something that is so painful, so heartbreaking, so devastating. So things like this, they do happen in our lives. So how can you regain the trust in everything? How can you heal? You know, how can you find the wisdom in those difficult moments so not to let the pain consume you? And how can you confront challenges in life heads on and seek new sources of joy when your life has to go on? How can you find, you know, and how can you fix these problems and reintroduce positivity into your life? And if you felt like it's been a while since you were joyful, this is a call, a show I want you to call in. I want you to get the guidance, and let me offer you a real solution to your problems, or a different perspective, a different way of thinking, a different way, you know, to embrace reality. So this is a call-in show, as you know very well, and my producer, who's actually amazing, and he's so wonderful to everybody calling in, will take your calls and will connect you with me. The number is 202-570-7057. So when was the last time you stopped to think about whether you are truly happy? Because we run around each day trying to bring joy to others, making time for everybody else, and many times putting our own joy on hold. So I want you tonight to think about making yourself a priority and listen to your own desires, listen to your own needs, listen to your own issues, to your own emotions, and pay attention to everything that your mind is telling you, that your body is telling you. Because as I said, you know, joy is subjective to each of us. Your joy may be having a big family. My joy may be having a successful career. Somebody else's joy might be having stability. Somebody else may be money, material possession, or spiritual awareness. But all of these things can make us incredibly happy. But if you're having trouble finding that sense of happiness, that is already a red flag. It means that you're looking for joy and happiness in the wrong place. Like you're looking for joy and happiness in a relationship that is already toxic, or in a situation that already created a lot of heavy karma. So these things will only take you further away from joy and will create more and more blockages in your life to perceive the truth about your life. So many times we said that challenges are burdens, but in truth, challenges aren't burdens. They are a call to action and an opportunity to change your life for the better. Every major experience will change you in some way. But how will it change you? That's completely up to you, because every argument will make you rethink things. Every betrayal will cut away a bit of your trust in others. Every health scare will make you appreciate life more. Along your journey, you will meet many serious challenges that will make you wonder what purpose they serve in life, if any purpose. But your instinct tells you to be sometimes afraid of bad things, to avoid them at all costs. But some challenges are necessary because they are like tests that keep you on a spiritual path and help you to let go of the dark, of the heavy energy of resentment, anger, fear, and sadness, all those negative emotions. So every day you have to work on meeting your challenges with wisdom, with a lot of grace, with a deep understanding. And, you know, in the Buddhist concept, it says that when you resist a challenge, you create more suffering because you disconnect, you know what I mean, from the source of joy. So, and this is, as I said, it's an old idea. The Buddhists said that suffering is actually created by attaching to something. Judaism believes that the reason of the suffering is the separation from God. And when we came on earth, we actually separated from God, and we were sent here to actually put all those broken pieces together. In Christianity, Jesus urged us to forgive, of letting go of our resistance to what it is happening in our life and accepting that we can alter the past and we cannot alter the things that we had to go through. Every spiritual tradition teaches us that through suffering, acceptance is like a healing procedure, you know, and accepting is such an important requisite of life. Accepting whatever is happening as it is happening is actually the first step to regaining a state of joy. Now, joy and happiness is a state of mind, because no matter what you have been, what has been done to you, or whatever life has thrown at you, you actually deserve to be happy. And in an ideal world, all of us would always feel happy. But this is only in an ideal world, and we don't live in that ideal world. In this world, happiness can turn into pain from 1 minute to the next. And you can see this what happened in the news 2 days ago. How can you change that? The answer is by using the four pillows of wisdom, the four examples of wisdom, because wisdom will help you regain your power in any situation and bring you back your joy, because it allows you to see things through a different perception, through a different lens, not through your own ego, not through your own self, but through the higher dimension of you, the so-called higher self. There are three levels: the ego, the soul, and the self. So if you go through the level of the highest level, on the top of the creation, the higher self, then you will put the right wisdom in action. You'll escape your problem and don't give them too much strength and too much energy, and you will feel that sense of joy and happiness again. But if you avoid wisdom, which a lot of people don't think wisely, you cannot blame them. We're not judging them. The show is meant to open your eyes, open your understanding that wisdom is actually key to heal everything you've been going through. Then if you use your wisdom, you will not remain trapped in your problem, and you will not sink more into the problem. And here are the four pillows of wisdom, the four layers of wisdom that might lead to a joyful life. And the number one is you cannot have joy if you don't have peace. A lot of people, they're not peaceful. They live in a state of constant anxiety and constant state of panicking about. That's why there's so many panic disorders in the world today. Because being happy, as I said, is a state of mind that stems from inner peace, from nurturing a healthy relationship between you, between your past, between your present. And the source of that is, in my opinion, forgiving. That works wonders about peace. So if you go through life and have a bad experience, if you learn how to forgive, you reach a state of peace. If you reach a state of peace, you're in that state of mind of joy, because you're in a state of acceptance. You're not fighting. You're not in a battle with anybody. You just add acceptance with everything. And when you accept things, you embrace and you can celebrate. And then you celebrate every moment, and that can create that state of joy and happiness. And the number two is you have the power to create new joys, like new state of happiness. You hold full control over the circumstances of your life. And even if something is beyond your control, you can still change your perspective about it. And number three, at any given moment, you have more than one reason to be happy. You will never have all the joys in the world, that is for sure, but you will always have different joys being presented to you, and different situation creating, taking your joy away. So you'll always have reasons to be happy and reasons not to be. So it depends which one you choose. Because number four is joy is something within and not without. So a large portion of living joyfully comes from understanding that you already possess all the joy you need without having to look any further than your inner self. So true happiness is that state of being that emerges from within you. Every day we rely on external forces, people, influences to transform our life. Like external thing, money, power, other people. We depend so heavily on outside factors to guide us towards a better life that we forget the key to genuine joy. And that key is in your pocket. It's not in the outside world. That's what we need to understand. So if we apply these four wisdoms every day, we raise that perception that will lead to changing the mentality. And when you change the mentality, you change the reality, and indirectly you improve your future because you create a different future. And you make room for something joyful, one more. Because if your heart is filled with sadness, how can you be happy, no? So let's talk about how you deal with this topic, how you feel about being joyful on a daily basis. And when was the last time you were joyful? And I have so many of you online, and I'm gonna go to Catherine, because I haven't been talking to her in a while. Catherine in Florida. Hi, my Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carmen. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
You?
Yes. My husband and I, we're deciding on if to move. He kind of wants to move, like we need to, and I am
move to a different
not
area.
Sure about it. Yeah, I'm not sure about it, and he wants to, and it's like we're not quite on the same wavelength, and I don't know. I can't.
Well, one of the most important things is for you two to come in agreement about the move. So both of you are okay with the move, because if you're not, one is not okay with the move, then one of you will resent the move, and that can lead to disagreements in time. Plus, making a move is very important. And sometimes it's very necessary. If you feel like we're in this area, we're stagnant, we reach a plateau, we're not moving any further, we don't feel we can do what we want, we don't feel joyful here, there's something, there's an impediment that might have to do with what we, with the income, might have to do with the people surrounding us, the environment, the weather pattern. There's a lot of things that can interfere, you know, causing us not to feel at ease. Is there anything in particular that wants to make you change the place, the area? Or moving, are you planning to move to another state?
Well, it's in the same state, but maybe closer to the coast, you know. But
so yeah, you want to stay, you're in Florida, no?
Yes, yep.
And you want to stay in Florida?
Definitely, yep.
I don't think there's anywhere better. I'm sorry to say this, because everybody will say that whatever they are is better. And what's better for a person is what's better for them, but for me personally, Florida, I've lived many years, 27 years in New York, but I can definitely say that I moved to Florida, I mean, fully moved to Florida like 11 years ago, and I will not go back, you know, so I feel like Florida has this amazing weather, and I personally think this is, you know, what convinced me to stay here. So if you're staying in Florida, I think you feel like me, like Florida is definitely the place where you want to live with this beautiful weather.
Yes. I mean, I kind of like where we are in Central Florida. He wants to move closer to the coast, and I didn't know
that. I can understand
if you see something working out or not.
I see you working out, and I see you moving closer to the coast. But I see you working more closer to the east coast of Florida. Does it make sense?
Yes, that's where we were looking.
Yeah, but I see you coming here.
Turmoil about it, you know.
Hold on, sure. Don't hang up. I go to a short break, and I'll be with you in a minute. So don't hang up.
Sure.
Okay,
thanks.
Just one minute. Thank you.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, and I'm back, and I was listening to hunger is something and we can end, and I think we should really work on that collectively. It's unacceptable that in this world people struggle to put food on the table. To me, that's something that I have a hard time accepting. As we evolve, we as human, we evolve. But this is one of the topics I'd love to discuss on one of my shows in the future, and talk about how can we create more stability and balance, you know, for the majority of the people who struggle financially, because there's so many people struggling financially in this world. Talking about being in a state of content and being in a state of being joyful and happy, how can you be when you don't have, you know, what's the resources, the necessary resources of survival? So how hard is that? But and equally hard it is when you have to go through challenges in life, when you have to make major changes. Like, for instance, I was talking to Catherine. Catherine, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
So I want to talk to her about changing a location. It's very significant to change the area where you live, because you can change it and make a world of a difference when it comes to the environment, when it comes to the opportunities that have to do with work, when it comes to living in a different energy, when it comes to getting along better, you know. So there's so many things so many factors that are connected to changing an environment. We used to say that if you stay in the same place, then nothing happens, or you feel like life is stagnant, then definitely move is recommended, because the energy can be stuck or blocked. And I feel like that's happening in your case. You're in you're in a place where you feel stuck in a way, emotionally stuck or energetically stuck. Do you feel this way?
Yes, somewhat. And we lost our son too. He wants to move to a different area, and I just, you know, I'm hoping that there'll be opportunities there for him for work and, you know, things like that. So I didn't know what advice you had or what you saw coming.
My advice is to move, and I do see a moving in my mind when I concentrate on this. I see you moving to the east coast of Florida. I feel like there's a lot of excitement that has to do with a new environment, a new place to work. It's even better financially. The place you will be living in, it's a way better place. So in other words, you will sense the necessity of doing it. And I want you not to resist to it. I even said before the show that when you, the first part of the show, that when you resist something, then you create suffering by not allowing something to come to you. So
that's,
I think you shouldn't resist.
I'm resisting it, yes.
Yeah. So when you resist is when you feel the pain, the suffering, you know, and the more you resist, the more the challenge is harder to deal with. So my advice would be, the wisdom here would be, don't resist. Don't resist.
Okay.
Allow the change to happen. Go for it. Because
okay.
The worst thing that can happen, you can move and not be okay, and you can move in a way back. And you might tell me, so, yeah, but that's a lot of struggle. We might lose money or something. No, the move will be actually a good move. When the move is going to be done, then you look back and say, thank God I did it, you know.
Okay.
And I was so reluctant, and I oppose it, and I block it. I didn't allow it to happen. And now that I went through the process, I actually realized the benefit of it.
Okay, so you see,
it's beneficial.
There.
It's beneficial in so many respects, way more beneficial than you acknowledge. Give yourself a chance, and please call me again so we can like follow step by step what's happening. You know, this is a show where you can call anytime every week. And I have people calling every week, and you're very welcome to be one of them.
Okay,
and we
awesome.
Can continue to debate, you know, where you stand and how do you feel 3 weeks later or a week later about the move. But just think very seriously how you're going to handle it. And if you feel like, yes, this is something that the more I think about it, it might open doors, you know, and I'm getting excited about the perspective. Probably there's fear of the unknown. Probably there's a side of you that is afraid to move somewhere not knowing how this is going to turn out.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, there's always like that because we are creatures of habit. We like to be in a comfort zone. You know, we want to stay in the same place because that's what we feel comfortable. We don't want to move. We don't, you know, that's who we really are. But sometimes, right. In your case, movement is very beneficial. And think okay. This way, embrace it, and let's talk again about it. And the day will come and you will tell me, yes, this was probably one of the best things I've done in a long time.
Okay, wonderful.
You
thank
let
you so
go.
Much.
A chapter in the book of your life closes and there's a new beginning. And the sense of new beginning brings so much excitement, you know?
Okay, excellent. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, my
Carmen. Catherine.
Thank you so much for calling
it.
Me. Mm-hmm. All right, my love. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And now I'm going to go to, what's my next call? Helena. Hey, Helena. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. So good to hear you. It's wonderful what you're saying.
Good to hear you.
I'm actually facing, you know, this is a rough week time for me.
Oh, right.
A lot of things, especially a legal, financial issue that's come up. And I really want to understand what you said some of it, how to hold, you know, my center during this and also what you see might happen with that issue.
So this week you said it's a tense week. Am I getting it correctly?
Correct. Yeah. It's in this legal financing among other things. But.
No, but I think that it might be overwhelming, but the outcome of it is very positive.
Okay.
Is this you signing? Are you signing something? Is this a contract, an agreement?
No. I mean, not at this point. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's.
But I do see something signing, like you get a new opportunity, a new deal, a new contract.
It
might probably be another month or two, but that is also coming to you.
What do you mean for work?
Yeah, work related.
No, but the legal thing is a different situation. But
this legal thing I see working very well in your favor. I don't think it's going to cause any trouble.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I don't want you to be worried.
Thank you. That helps. And also the contract would help. I really listened carefully and took notes in what you said, because like everybody else, it's so hard to feel our center and, you know, hold on to what's good when in the middle
right.
of this chaos, you know?
Right. No, so. This is all the legalities and everything that you're going through are coming to an end, but there's also a big breakthrough in terms of your career. So there's a big opportunity. Because I kind of see you filming something, and there is somebody who you will be working with, and I have my mind works sometimes seeing, having an image of something. So it's interesting, I have a vision of you working with a man in his 50s, 60s, very tall, getting gray hair, very smart, and working on filming something, and it's on a different, I don't know if this is in Los Angeles, it's like in a different state or in a different area than where you are right now. And it's something you might have no idea what I'm talking about, but this is a deal, it's an opportunity, it's an offer. It might even require some document to be signed, and it definitely brings you some money you've been waiting for.
Okay. Well,
so this is a big opportunity coming your way. And I feel like somebody is reaching out to you. They need you for this, either to produce it or to put it together or get involved with your expertise. But that's coming.
That would be great. I do love to work. I love what I do.
Oh, you do amazing. You do an amazing job. An amazing job, and the opportunity is coming. Anything in the next month, 2 months, up to the month of May, so 2-3 months from now. And you'll have a pleasure doing it, but it's also something that is financially rewarding, you know, and it's something that you've been waiting for. But so far you have no idea yet, but it's coming your way.
Yeah, I do have no idea.
And then a lot of changes in the month of May, moving out of the area where you are, I see you moving into a different place, talking about changing residence. That's going to be a very good change for you, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask, too. I mean, I've asked you before, but anything new about where you see me moving?
Somewhere uptown Manhattan, that's where I see you moving. In the 80s, 90s street around that area.
Mm-hmm.
Over there. But it's like 3rd Avenue, 2nd Avenue, around that area.
Well, I'd like to be close to the park, but we'll see.
It may be. That's not that far away, you know, 2 blocks up. No, not far from there.
Well, thank you so much, Carmen.
All right, my love. Thank you for calling me. I really, really appreciate you calling me.
Well,
so we were talking about how to stay in a state of content, how hard it is sometimes. You know, we see it in the news, and it's just so devastating. I was so devastated the other day, like we all did, to see how, you know, you can perish in a second. How painful can that be for those that are left behind? Talking about making a movie about your life, you know, because joy comes through the stages of life, you know, and if anybody wants to do a movie, we all have a movie about their lives. But before I go into that, I'd love to talk to Leilani. Hi, my Leilani, are you still there?
Hi, Carmen. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, beautiful.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm just sad, feeling a lot today.
Why?
And I just am always having stuff in my life. And well, on your topic
listen,
of joy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you,
yeah.
Then we're talking about joy being a state of mind. That has nothing to do with whatever your boyfriend did. It has nothing to do with whatever your roommate did. It has nothing to do whether you have or don't have money. It has nothing to do with all these outside elements that can trouble your state of mind and make you feel anxious, make you feel depressed, make you feel unsatisfied. Because you're not prioritizing you, you're prioritizing the external forces. So if you for a second disconnect, then that's the reason sometimes that we should meditate, because we need to make ourselves the priority and disconnect from this outside external beliefs that in order to be joyful, we need to have 100,000 or 100 million in our bank account, or we have to have a husband, or we have to have I don't know what. You know, none of this is true, actually. You know, I've seen people that are joyful, they live in Tibet or I don't know where.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Have
they have absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Yes, I have
they sit on, outside and they're in a state of content. That's what sometimes, you know, different philosophies of ancient time, they teach you, you know, the wisdom of living joyful. So I don't want to hear you say you're sad, because you are such a wise person. You're so spiritual. You're so beautiful. You have it all. You have your health. You have your youth. You have it all. That there's no reason of anything and anyone to trouble your state of being in acceptance and in a state of happiness. So, but tell me more a little bit so I can understand where is your dissatisfaction coming from.
Well, there's a lot going on with my family. Yosef is back from Morocco. He's being very distant. And third, I'm seeking employment, and I just am not having any employment come my way.
Okay, that can be difficult to deal with, especially the employment part, because as I said, if you don't have money, then they're struggling. You know, lack of finance breeds so much negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be this way. This world shouldn't be that we as human, we should not struggle that much about money. We should have each of us enough for living a decent life. Somewhere this world, the way is you know, structured. It's not fair. There are people who have so much and rule this world financially. Well, so many struggle. So that's something in this world is out of balance. And then we question, why is this world, you know, dominated by diseases, by autoimmune disorders, by all kinds of mental and emotional problems? That's why, because the world is not in a state of balance. But so in your case, I do understand the lack of, you know, getting a job, the inability to get a job, you know, the lack of offers. And so that I completely agree and understand. So when it comes to him coming from Morocco, that, you know, I will not be upset. I will let it be. I will let him, you know, decide what he wants to do. I will not suffer because of this. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
I will not.
We haven't had the conversation. His mother has cancer. He wants to return. He's just working all the time to save money so he can return.
Okay.
And I think he's emotionally separating a little bit.
Well, you know, it's very hard to learn that your mother, who's probably, you know, the source, definitely the source where you're coming from, who's probably one of the most important people in somebody's life, is still your mother. And to find out that she's going to die, you know, she has cancer.
Yeah.
So that's very hard for a young man to deal with. It's extremely debilitating and painful. And here you have a chance to comfort him and be there for him without putting your emotion first. Just understand what he's going through. Have the wisdom to understand his pain.
Okay.
And help him heal and be there for him. Because it doesn't mean the fact that he might go there to be near his mom, though I don't personally think there's too much to be done for his mother at this point.
She's so, not that old. She's in her, I think, early 70s.
Yeah, well, yeah, but my husband died of cancer at 57. There was nothing to be done. So, and there was nothing to do. I mean, you see people living, exiting this earth at any age, you never know.
I know.
So,
my dad died at 28. He was killed at 28,
exactly.
I think, yeah.
Exactly. It's crazy. So, I'm just saying. I think I'm at, taking a break, Lelani, so hold on the line. I'll be with you in a minute, okay? Thank you. Thank you so much.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio, talking about how to bring back your joy. and trying to understand the whole concept of being joyful and the concept of happiness as a state of mind. And the fact that we all deserve, you know, this is our birthright, being joyful. And I was talking to Leilani, and Leilani, if you're still with me, are you?
Yes.
Okay. So my advice to you will be try to, for a moment, to expand your vision into a different direction. Imagine your life with a different career path or exploring a different skill or ability or something else that you would love to do. So when you see that a door keeps on closing in the work that you do right now, then you explore something else. Have you ever thought about reinventing yourself?
What do you mean?
Reinventing the work that you do.
Well, you know, I love the work I do with these Reiki light sessions.
Yes.
That's the work I love.
Okay. Can you reinvent that in a sense of expanding it, adding some other things to it, you know, because whenever you learn Reiki, you can turn it into a totally metaphysic experience and add a lot of other things, you know.
I thought about maybe studying hypnosis or...
You see, yes, because all those things, they work hand in hand. And if I were you, I'll get a certificate of being a hypnotherapist, you know. And
okay.
People look for hypnosis a lot. I even went to a college, you know, that was not accredited just to learn, you know, all the techniques of hypnotizing and self-hypnosis. And, you know, it's just such a tool to dig deeper into your subconscious mind to eliminate all the phobias, all this obsessive behavior sometimes. And break through patterns repeating patterns of behavior, you know, because the subconscious stores a lot of memories and they build up the neurons in the brain. They grow and create clusters of neurons, creating a habit of behavior. And that can be your worst enemy sometime in life. Because you stick with that behavior and keep on repeating and doing the same thing over and over, even if it's destructive. So what I'm trying to say, expanding what you do, you know, will make a lot of sense. And it can bring you a different business. It can connect you with a lot of new people. I see you doing it. Which area do you live in? Is it a... around the San Francisco area? Where do you live?
No, I live in Boulder, Colorado.
Or in Colorado, okay. Have you ever thought of moving from Colorado? Another, hypothetically thinking, how will your life be if you move from there?
Yes, I have thought about it a lot.
Yeah. I see you moving more to the West Coast, like San Francisco, LA, that area. Because that area is ideal for everything that has to do with spirituality, hypnosis, Reiki, metaphysics. Oh my God, that's a place where anyone wants to be in terms of doing this career. There are centers, there's an interest. People have an interest in something like this that is nowhere else, you know, at least not in America like there. I can tell you from my own experience. So I think that you should consider something like this, you know.
Okay.
A total move, shifting your life around, and you will be a different person because there will be
like
so much action. No, I don't think it's necessary. I'm just pointing towards that area overall. You can move. Do you like L.A.? What do you like over there? Which area exactly?
Well, actually, I do like L.A. My spiritual community is in L.A. I just get, because of the lack samsara that's circling in my realm, you know, with the suffering.
Right, exactly, yeah.
I shut down because L.A. rent, like my apartment that I'm living in now would probably be $4,000 in L.A. I need employment that pays really well so I can save money and build a cushion. But contemplate
of getting first a job in that area, because you will find And the moment you find that Dan is over there, there's so many connections. You can be in touch with so many amazing people, you know? Hmm. And you will love it. You will love it.
Hmm. Okay, I'm open.
Yeah, because if something are stagnant and you see you're not moving, it's not happening, you got stuck, you got blocked, then mm-hmm. you have to break through by changing the energy and moving in a different environment where things are moving, the energy is moving. The worst thing that can happen to an individual is for the energy to be stuck.
I love nature so much. That's why I'm in Colorado. Like, that's what brings me joy.
I understand. I totally understand. And it's beautiful down there.
Yeah.
But nature, it's not going to give you the finance, you know?
True.
Plus, LA is beautiful.
The
area there is beautiful, you know? All the way around that area is gorgeous. So you can't go wrong by living there, talking about nature. Nature, weather, and everything. So I think in your case, because you need to break through some of the memories that are not exactly what you want and are not really supportive of you, if you agree with me, I think if you move to a different area and if you move in that area, you will make all the connections in the world. You'll find somebody there. You'll have a different place to live. You'll all of a sudden have all the finance that you need to live a different life.
Okay.
And that's what I'll do if I were you. I'll give myself a chance. Give yourself a chance.
In the meantime, I've been thinking about, you know, I have a paralegal degree, about working at an immigration law firm or something in the meantime.
Fabulous. Fabulous. What that you can do in that part of the country over there, you know, talking about immigrants and having that part is perfect for something like this.
But what about here now? Like, what could I do here now to make money to save for the move?
Well, that is something. Considering to work as a paralegal, even in your area for now, will bring you the money.
Yeah.
Because with working in spirituality, in metaphysics, it takes longer to build clients, to build something. But I do feel that can be done in an area like LA. You can meet so many extraordinary people and build a business in that area.
Okay.
Absolutely. The word of mouth. When I remember, I was in New York and I knew no one. You know what I mean? And one day, I was in a salon and I told somebody a crazy thing. And the next day, I was invited at the Billionaires Club, and I met all the celebrities. And 2 weeks later, I was invited at a biggest party with Celine Dion and the Gypsy Kings, and people were staying online to talk to me, and all of them were celebrities. But that happened in a matter of weeks. So my whole life changed around. You know, a year later, I had a book deal. You know what I mean? So, but the fact of the matter is, I was in New York. New York opens doors. The same thing can happen in LA for you. Not too much can happen in small places, or, you know, where there's not an interest for spirituality, or not an interest in the metaphysical world, and not too much can happen, not even when it comes to the legal department. So I feel like moving in your case will open all the doors for you.
Okay. And then what about my family? My brother could actually die any moment. My sister's hurting. My mom's the caretaker of my brother.
That's very difficult.
Yeah,
that's a lot to talk about. You know, we have to go to the source of where is it? Yeah, that's a lot to talk about. But you can talk to me about that whenever. You know, you just write me and we can take it from here on and see what else we can do. But I thank you, Leilani, for calling, and I love you.
I love you.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So we have some minutes left. I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about. Introducing happiness through the five stages of life. And I tell you, if someone were to make a movie about your life, what would it look like? You have to ask yourself, you know, here I am at a certain age in my life, and what have I experienced? Does it look like a movie? Because I feel like all of us, we have a movie. And I can honestly say that my movie would look like an action-packed Hollywood production. Because my movie would look like this, like growing, like a teenager growing up in a village in the northern part of Romania in Transylvania, in a place that had like 4,000 or 5,000 people with no running water, and becoming famous at the age of 14, 15 as a singing sensation. Then I escaped the communists during Ceausescu with $40 in my pocket, coming to New York, and 3 weeks later marrying my soulmate, which my husband was American, and doing everything, you know, to make my life more fascinating and more incredible. And what would strike me about my own movie would be this incredible flux of my life. I saw that my life, and that comes through to you, to all of you listening, that life comes in loops. We jump from one loop into another. And just like you, I had endured so many burdens, and I conquered so many challenges. And I experienced all these phases of life, from stability to chaos, to movements, to stagnancy, to adaptation. So I tried to regain my joy after, for instance, I lost my husband when he was 57 to cancer. I tried to find my sense in a world coming as a young Romanian in a country like America when I didn't even speak the language. So it's not easy to adjust coming from the communist system into such a big country. So anything that happened to me probably happened to you in a different way. Because life is never dull. It's always a symphony of wild melodies. And we move to different phases that carry different tunes and different energy. And there's a saying that I really like, that nothing begins that does not end, and nothing ends before something new begins. And I want you to write that on a wall, you know, and anytime you wake up in the morning, look and read, nothing begins that does not end, and nothing ends before something new begins. Because within this constant cycle, we're responsible for creating the state of joy. And we can analyze the phases of life and break them down in those five phases that I've been talking about. And I want you to always remember which phase you are in, and that you can ride it with courage and endurance. And these are the five phases that I'm talking. The first is stability. Stability, that means consistency and something that continues when it's time to see manifestation of things that are in a way predictable. But for many people, stability means having a home, a family, a job, and the comfort when they know that things are in order. But the opposite of this, which in many cases, look at what happened in the news recently, the opposite of stability is chaos. The distress, the unease, the signal of a major tragedy, something that comes abruptly. But chaos is not always negative. You know, it forces you out of the comfort zone, a discomfort that can be transitory. So chaos is temporary. Chaos can happen in politics. We can see chaos happening in America right now. There's a state of chaos. We don't even know where the politics is going right now. So the third phase of life is movement. And that's what I was talking in the show today. Make a move. When you feel you're stagnant, you know, don't be afraid. Be enthusiastic and excited about fresh new opportunities. And welcome something new into your life. Enter a new relationship. Enter a new home. Enter a new phase of movement. Launch yourself in a full movement of the moment. Because if you sit like this and do nothing, nothing will happen. Nothing brings nothing. But the opposite of movement is stagnancy. And many of you calling me today, you complain of being stagnant. Because your river may flow and flow, but sooner or later will reach still waters. Things slow down. Things sometimes go the wrong way. You may feel alone. You may feel isolated. You may feel frustrated, confused, which step you should take. But hard as a rock, doors don't open. The phase of stagnancy shouldn't be one of desperation, but one of preparation for the next move. And I should say that the final stage is adaptation. You know, when in my case I needed to adapt. And in life we have to adapt to become familiar with all kinds of internal, external condition that sometimes are chaotic. Like some, you have to move into a new home or into a new source of stability that requires emotional adaptation. We, by nature, we mold, you know, to our environment. We tend to mold in order to survive in a variety of different circumstances. So in life, we have to take time to adjust to recent changes and events. So I hope that you enjoy my phases of life, and I'll be with you next week, the same time, same place, Om Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm very grateful for all your calls, and thank you so much for listening, and God bless you. Thank you.